Hello, my name is
Hello?
Percy. Hi, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. So, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
In Tolleson, Arizona.
I'm sorry?
In Maricopa County, yes.
All right, thank you. So that would be a yes, you are registered. All right. So I know it's like a long way off, but what are the chances that you're voting in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Congress, and other like local and state offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Are you going to probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you're going to vote?
I'm positive I'm going to vote.
All right. Would that be like a probably then, or almost certain?
I'm certain.
All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
1975.
1975. All right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right, thank you. So do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, or like Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or some other race I have not listed?
White.
White? All right, thank you. So thinking about voting in November elections, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated, or not too motivated?
Very motivated.
Very motivated to vote. All right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm kind of in between.
All right, no worries.
Some things are going and some things aren't.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public figures, and if you could give me like your feelings towards them. Are these things
Okay.
either being like very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? And the first
Okay.
person is Marcelino Quinones.
Don't know
All right, no worries. What about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
The local people, to be honest with you, the local people I haven't learned a lot about yet. It's more like the governor and senate and up I know more about. And sheriff.
All right, understandable, no worries. What about Katie Hobbs?
Very unfavorable.
Anna Hernandez?
I'm sorry.
Anna Hernandez?
Not sure.
All right, no worries. And what about Kate Gallego?
Kate Diego. That one's another one, I'm sure. Kate Diego. 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 The name sounds familiar. I'm trying to place the face.
Kate Gallego.
Kate Diego.
But if you like don't really recall or like no opinion, that's
Yeah,
totally
I don't
yours.
really recall at the moment. Sorry.
All right, no worries. Thank you for your honesty, though. It's all right. So overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Overall, I guess so.
All right, so would that be like a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, thank you. So now thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden and Donald Trump, for who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right, thank you. So if elections for Phoenix City Council were being held today and the candidates from your area were Anna Hernandez, Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quinones, and Michael Nowakowski, for whom would you vote for?
Those ones I don't know yet. I'm researching still.
All right, no worries. And if you could like lean towards voting for one of those, who do you think you would lean towards voting for?
I'd have to look at the Republican candidates.
All right, no worries. So, could you please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you when deciding your vote for city council? And the list goes racial equity, crime, street and road maintenance, public transportation, homelessness, climate change and excessive heat, housing costs, water quality and supply, or jobs and economic development?
Only one?
Yes, please.
Oh, gosh. It would have to be between housing and crime.
All right, thank you.
I would, Right now, I'd say housing.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a brief series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. And for each statement, if you could please tell me if this is either like a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, a little convincing reason, or not at all a convincing reason to want to support him for Phoenix City Council. So the first statement is, Marcelino is a state senator and long-term resident of Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
It would be approval.
All right. So would that be like a very convincing reason to support him or somewhat convincing?
Very.
Very. All right. Thank you. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyer programs in state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in the future. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets with the housing program.
Nope,
I didn't hear the end of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right, no worries. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
I'd have to say somewhat because I'd have to see how he would do that.
All right, thank you. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with local businesses, local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Union jobs, no.
So that'd be not convincing at all then? Or a little convincing?
No. No, not all convincing.
Right. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix. I'm sorry, policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Yes. Very positive.
Very convincing then?
Yes, I'm sorry, very convincing.
Oh, no worries. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to do like the same dynamic, but this time about Ana Hernandez. So the first statement is, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, and more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Very. I forgot what the answer is supposed to be. Yes, the highest one, yes.
Yeah, the highest one, very convincing, but no worries.
Yeah,
so the next
there you
one
go.
Is, Hernandez held passed legislation in the state senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
Very.
All right. Hernandez believes a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Somewhat approve. It just depends on how
somewhat convincing.
What her total stance is on it.
All right, thank you. Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and a community-based public safety solution that addresses the root causes of crime.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat convincing. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So after hearing kind of more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were being held today and the only candidates were Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote for? Or would you want to vote for someone else?
For what I know of, it would probably be Ana, but I, to be honest, I would still want to do more research into both of them.
Understandable.
Know how they would want to get to where they want to do these things.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Yeah, for sure. No worries. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
All in all, I would say a Republican, but I'm open.
All right. So that'd be like a...
Yeah, I mean, I've voted more Republican than anything, but I look for the best candidate that will help the community.
All right. Thank you. So would you call yourself a strong Republican then, or a not very strong Republican?
I would say strong.
Strong, I think you. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative. Very or somewhat?
Probably more on the very, I guess.
All right, thank you. So what is the last year of school you have completed?
High school.
High school, all right, thank you. Then do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with family.
We live with family, all right. And just for, like, verification purposes, can I have your first name, please?
Erica with a K.
Erica with a K. All right, perfect. Thank you. Well, this does conclude our survey, Erica. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.